This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It was a beautiful Saturday late morning, afternoon. Look up to the beautiful crystal blue sky, only to see read between the lies.
Learn the secret. Learn the truth.
Did anybody else get a little freaked out when you first saw that sky riding Saturday afternoon? And did anybody else think what I thought? Okay, who's protesting what?
Yes.
Who's going rogue and yeah, letting their message be heard? Until thankfully we had a voice of reason with us. Tam and I had the rare occurrence of hanging out together on a whale watching cruise from City Cruises on Saturday. We happened to just be together. We both went right to conspiracy, did we not?
Well,
or at least
it was
protest.
Like, yeah, I thought it was some kind of protest. And our friend Colleen, she looked at us, she said, no, it says Paradise. That's the show that's on Hulu.
Yeah, we should have picked up on that because it also said Hulu at the end of it.
Well, I guess we didn't think we could read it or something. But she was explaining about this show and saying how great it was, and they're gearing up to kick off the second season.
Oh, okay. So I guess that explains the timing.
Yes, exactly.
Because I was wondering, there's nothing going on. It's not like, now you'd expect that for Comic-Con. You know, you expect kind of stunts like that, but why on a Saturday in March?
Well, and actually, they just only announced that there's going to be a second season. The first season just ended, which I thought, that was very weird to do that after a season had just ended. It's not like they're like, hey, starting the new season now. No.
Well it worked because no one had ever heard of Paradise in this room until Saturday. Tammy, why don't you go ahead and share what you did on Sunday?
Colleen was telling me how much her and her husband, Mark, love this show. So I was saying to my husband, we've been looking for a new show to start watching together. And I said, Sunday morning, I said, well, let's just watch the first episode and see what we think.
8 hours later.
Okay. It was a beautiful day on Sunday, next day. Could have done a million things. We had plans to do all kinds of things. We got so sucked into that show. We binged the entire season Sunday.
How many hours? How many episodes?
Well, there's 8 episodes.
And are they, 45 minutes to an hour?
Anywhere from 38 to 45 minutes, something like that.
So what you did is you kind of wasted the entire day.
Well,
I should say waste. You spent the entire day.
We did.
As couch potatoes binging this show that you hadn't even heard about until you saw it writing in the sky the day before.
Yes. And I do have to say, we had the doors open because it was such a beautiful day. In between episodes, we would get a few things done around the house. But I liked what my husband said to me. I said, God, I feel so bad that we're wasting this beautiful day. And he said, I haven't been able to spend time with just you in a while, so this is nice.
Don't you guys live alone together?
Yes, but he's always on a project somewhere, or always doing something, or I'm off doing something. We haven't spent time just the two of us doing the same thing together in a while.
So the show is Paradise. After that, did you guys have a little Paradise?
Oh, my God.
Your own? I mean, I don't know. That's fun spending time alone, too. Just checking.
Producer Jessica was influenced by The Sky as well.
I had heard about the show before I saw The Sky writing because it's Sterling K. Brown, and I will watch anything with Sterling K. Brown in it. I just adore him. And so I decided, well, this guy told me I need to watch it, so I'm finally going to sit down and watch it, and it's fantastic.
She didn't say this guy. She said the sky. And you're right. It did. And I guess it's pretty effective marketing since Tammy had never even heard of the show and spent an entire day with her husband on Sunday watching it. And you recommend it.
Oh, I totally recommend it. It's so good.
Do you have a premise? I've never heard of it until I was told from the sky.
I don't like to because I don't want to give away stuff because you don't find out a lot until the second.
Is it a thriller? Is it a suspense? Is it a drama?
It's suspense. There's even just a little touch of humor in there occasionally. But
is there some lovey-lovey time?
Oh, my God. Okay.
What? It's on Hulu?
So good.
The funny thing was, though, about halfway through binging the season, our neighbor called because he was borrowing one of our vehicles. And then he said, oh, by the way, did you hear about that writing in the sky that was some kind of... And I had to explain the whole thing to him.
Oh, you should have messed with him. Yes, we did. And we'll never speak of this again. Yeah. Read between the lies.
Anyway, Paradise on Hulu or Disney Plus. It's really, really, really good.
San Diego's Saturday Sky told you to do it. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Tam and I lived for a good time of our lives in the Midwest, where there are tornadoes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We've never been on the air live when a tornado hit our studio, unlike this gentleman in Orlando, this very professional meteorologist in Orlando who that exact occurrence happened to yesterday.
His name is Brooks Garner, and while he was sharing about the severe weather, the tornado actually went over their studio.
Can you zoom out? This is a look at the live camera of a tornado, which could be passing by our station right now. Take shelter. Everybody in the Fox 35 building, get to your safe space under your desk if you're not in a designated area. We're catching debris right now on the roof. Debris is on the roof right now. We're hearing, you can see the debris flying there on the camera. This is a tornado. Seek shelter immediately. Get under your desks, guys. Anchors under the desks. Everybody get on the desks. Everybody get in. Everybody get in the studio. Come on in, guys. Okay, we got power flickering out. That's a tornado. This is a confirmed tornado. National Weather Service, if you're listening, this is a confirmed tornado. Right over the Lake Mary studios. This is heading into Lake Mary and Sanford right now. Get below the ground level. Sorry, get to the ground level in interior room away from the windows. This is a very serious situation. This is a real live tornado. Okay. I've been doing this for a very long time. That's the first time a tornado has hit me while I'm doing the weather.
Well, he earned his paycheck.
Yes, he did. I think it's moments like that. We're going to be talking with San Diego meteorologist Jody Kodesh later this week. I want to ask her, is that like a dream scenario to be a part of? Or is it something that you wish you never have to be a part of?
He sounds very, very excited. He was surprisingly able to keep his stuff together for the most part. I mean, he sounds invigorated. He sounds like, okay, this is my job. I don't want to mess anything up. But at the same time, it's a dangerous situation. Thank God it was only an F2. Could have been a lot stronger and a lot more dangerous, but I think he sounded, considering the circumstances,
very calm.
And a lot better than
than what you would do.
Well, I wasn't going to throw me under the bus, okay. But sure.
So, John, we're chatting away, doing our show. We know there's severe weather. We're talking about it.
San Diego's country station, 103.7. I'm seeing a funnel cloud. It seems to be coming right. Holy s***! Get out of here! You're all on your own! No, my kids are all there!
And John's gone. He left the building.
Maybe I'd handle it that way, or perhaps I'd surprise you.
I don't know.
I don't ever want to find out. Right. But I do want to talk to San Diego meteorologist Jody Kodesh, our good friend, because, yes, this is not going to happen here, but an earthquake can happen when you're on the air, and I'm sure she's maybe experienced something like that.
Sure, or wildfires, you know, if you happen to be in a situation where you're reporting on that.
Well, Orlando meteorologist Brooks Garner, you certainly did a good job yesterday, man. By the way, when I said it was only, quote-unquote, an F2 tornado, that still features wind speeds of up to 115 miles an hour, so they're, you know, able to turn cars over. 833-287-1037. Getting you to Country Fest is our goal this week, all week, during Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. That's coming up in just a few days, March 22nd. Justin Moore, Nate Smith, Warren Ziders, our very own The Morgan Lee Band, and you, just by playing Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
And they finally done it! The San Diego Padres are World Series. Series champs for the first time in franchise history.
Oh, man, from that video game's words to God's ears. Baseball God's ears, I should say.
Yeah.
Well, if my very constructive use of my time in playing an entire Major League Baseball season, that's 162 games and playoffs, is any indication of how the San Diego Padres are going to do this year, we are going to beat the Baltimore Orioles in five games in the World Series.
Okay.
I said we're going to beat the Baltimore Orioles in the World freaking Series. Let me explain. I'm a little excited right now.
You've been missing baseball, that's for sure.
And we're very close. March 27th, the home opener against the Atlanta Braves. Baseball returns in just a couple of weeks.
I am very appreciative of you continuing to wear a different Padres outfit of sorts every single day until opening day.
Yeah, Tammy challenged me about, I don't know, 10 days ago, so a week ago, to see if I had enough Padre gear to make it for a different shirt, jacket, hoodie every day until the home opener. Mm-hmm. And as we're getting closer to it, it's going to be no contest. I'll have plenty of... I really have a problem. So, yes, I'm not a guy that sits in front of the TV for hours upon hours upon hours a day and plays video games. And by the way, I'm not judging. If that's you, yeah. I guess good for you. I'm envious in a way that you have that kind of time on your hands. I don't. A couple times a week, I'll sit down, I'll play one game of my favorite all-time video game, and that would be Major League Baseball's The Show.
How long does a game take to play?
I mean, I don't know, it depends on a lot of things, but a normal game usually, I'm going to go ahead and say 40 minutes.
Okay.
45.
And you started this when?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you. It was during the NFL season because my Chicago Bears sucked.
Okay.
And I'm like, I hate sports right now. I'm going to do something that I love and get ready for baseball, and I might as well play the Padres.
Sure.
So I assembled the Padres roster. It's called a franchise season where I'm the, quote, GM, and I picked this team. It was basically our Padres squad, and I played every game. And if I lost, I lost. I didn't reset it.
And so your team had plenty of time to rest in between games.
It took me a while.
Yes.
I started playing it in, I'm going to go ahead and say, early October.
Okay.
And what is it now? It's March. Mm-hmm. And yes, the season is over. And gather around, Padre faithful, Friar faithful, because this should be, if video games come true, the outcome, the outcome of this year's season.
The Orioles down in the final strike. And they finally done it. The San Diego Padres are World Series champs for the first time in franchise history.
You're welcome.
You sound so calm.
We had a pretty good season. We.
Yes.
What am I talking about? We. I had a very good season. I should be GM of the year. The team I assembled. By the way, if baseball follows video games, this season should also see Fernando Tatis Jr. being the World Series MVP.
Nice.
And it's not going to come true all the way because also Joe Musgrove won the Cy Young Award and won 24 games. Unfortunately, we're not going to have Joe this year because of Tommy John surgery. But either way, if video games come true, our San Diego Padres will beat the Baltimore Orioles in five games and win our first ever World Series. The only thing that could get in the way is actual real life baseball.
Exactly. But
that's it.
You are sowing the seeds, John. Sowing the seeds.
Tammy, at this point, can you tell me why it couldn't happen?
Nope.
Everyone's 0-0 on opening day. Go Pods. I cannot wait until March 27th and for this baseball season because I really have heard very encouraging things about this team, the chemistry within the clubhouse, and that's all it takes sometimes. Remember, you'll hear every Padres game on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Natalie is an Alpine. What's going down, Natalie?
Hello?
Hello. Please do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Bye, Tammy.
Good luck.
Natalie, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You got $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Lady Gaga hosted SNL over the weekend and made jokes about this sequel that she starred in with Joaquin Phoenix. What is the name of the film? I'll accept one of two answers.
I don't know.
Leonardo DiCaprio said he was basically starstruck when he met Luke Perry on the set of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Luke became a star playing Dylan McKay on what series?
90210.
More specifically?
Beverly Hills 90210.
The Hollywood Reporter put together a list of the top 10 baseball movies of all time, and not on that list is this classic Kevin Costner movie where if you build it, he will come. What's the movie?
Hey guys. The Rookie?
The Madden twins of the band Good Charlotte turned 46 today. Joel and Benji Madden are each married to famous Hollywood celebrities. Name one of their famous wives.
Oh, geez. Good Charlotte. Cameron Diaz?
And finally, actor Terrence Howard is also celebrating a birthday. Terrence appeared in this Marvel Cinematic Universe movie playing James Rhodes slash War Machine, but was replaced by Don Cheadle in all the sequels that followed. What was the original Marvel movie he starred
in? I have no clue.
All right, let's get Tam back in. So, Natalie, what you doing today?
Going to work.
Yeah? You sound super thrilled about that on a rainy Tuesday.
I know, right?
Tammy, Natalie today did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Lady Gaga hosted SNL over the weekend and made jokes about this sequel that she started with Joaquin Phoenix. What is the name of that film? I'll accept a couple answers.
It's the Joker 2 LED.
Yeah, Joker 2 is fine. That's all anybody cares about. All right, it's 1-0, Tammy. Tammy, Leonardo DiCaprio said he was basically starstruck when he met Luke Perry on the set of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Luke became a star playing Dylan McKay on what series?
Beverly Hills 90210.
Yes. Not to be confused with simply 90210, which was the reboot. It's 2-1. Natalie knew that. The Hollywood Reporter put together a list of the top 10 baseball movies of all time. And not on that list is this classic Kevin Costner movie where if you build it, he will come. What movie?
It's your favorite one. It makes you cry all the time. Oh my God, I'm totally having a brain fart on the name of it. We were just talking about this.
3 seconds.
Why am I suddenly blocked on the movie?
Dad, you want to catch?
I know, but why get...
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams.
How in the world? Now, no disrespect to all the other movies, but how in the world is Field of Dreams not on the top 10 baseball movie list of all time? Nor is The Sandlot, by the way. I mean, come on, man. 2-1 still. Tell me the
It's not in the top 10?
No. Hey, by the way, the Madden twins of the band Good Charlotte turned 46. Joel and Benji Madden are each married to a famous Hollywood celebrity. Name one of their famous wives.
Nicole Richie.
Yeah, the other one?
Cameron Diaz.
Yo, she's such a bragger. Look at that. She's so good. Cameron Diaz
Yet
is correct.
Yet I can't come up with Field of Dreams.
Natalie knew Cameron Diaz. It's 3-2 Tammy. And finally, actor Terrence Howard also celebrating a birthday. Terrence appeared in this Marvel Cinematic Universe movie playing James Rhodes slash War Machine, but was replaced by Don Cheadle in all the sequels that followed. What was the original Marvel movie he was in?
Iron Man?
Iron Man is right. He wanted too much money to return, or he wasn't offered enough money, depending on who you ask. Mm-hmm. And he walked. I wonder if he regrets that. Mm. Anyway, today, Natalie, Tammy beats you by a score of 4-2. You're not going to get any of her money, but you do get a great prize.
You will be going to Country Fest Gallagher Square at Petco Park to see Justin Moore, Nate Smith, Warren Zeiders, and the Morgan Lee Band.
Yay, thanks, guys.
Natalie, thank you. Have a wonderful day. Drive safe. Before you leave, need you to say this.
I'm Natalie in Alpine. It's what's that at Candy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Donna Tammy.
Yes.
If you get this text at night, what is your first thought? Here's the text I got. Okay. You in bed? Question mark.
Okay. Well, my first question would be, who's sending me that text?
Well, just think if you get that text in any circumstance, isn't that a little like hook-up-y, like a Tinder date
no.
would send that to you?
Because if my daughter texts me at 9, are you in bed? It means she probably is assuming, since I wake up early, that I'm in bed, but she still needs to talk to me. If my girlfriend Sam asks that, I'm hoping what you just said is what's happening. But if my mom texts me that, it could be a myriad of different texts.
Who sent it?
By the way, if you say, are you in bed, is a different connotation than you in bed, question mark. That is such a
okay
connotation.
I see what you're saying.
That text last night from our boss, Scott.
Oh!
And I said, no. Also, weird text to get from your boss.
Yeah.
Good. You should say that. And also, stop texting me at after 9 o'clock. I produce a morning show. Not all of us are maniac workaholics like you are. How about you text him back that?
Why is he
bothering you after... What?
It was only 7. It's fine.
Why did I think it was after 9?
I don't know.
I said dark. It was dark.
Well, okay. Anyway, so what are we fired? What's happening?
No, everything was fine. It's just, I was like, buddy, that's a weird text to send to your
female employee.
Yes.
Or even male for that matter.
Sure.
Yes, I guess. I'm in bed, Scott. Why are you?
Weird. Unintentionally inappropriate text, whether it's from your boss or somebody else. I mean, we've all got them or accidentally sent them and went, ooh, that came off wrong.
Yes, totally understand what you're saying.
So now this is not to be confused with sending the wrong text to the wrong person.
Like
when I sent my sister Gina, can't wait for that massage later. And it was actually my masseuse, Gina, not my sister. She's like, okay, ooh. Or when something happened to my phone, probably an iPhone glitch that accidentally sent my mom an emoji of an eggplant. But either way, we're talking about texts that are seemingly innocent, like maniac boss Scott's to you, but they come off so wrong. All right.
Sure.
Unintentional. Inappropriate text. By the way, what did he want? What was he bothering you for at 7 p.m.?
Oh, he had this grand idea for you guys. I can't wait to tell you about it.
Okay, all right.
That's usually what it is he's on his way home from work, and he has to talk to me about whatever grand idea he has for you guys.
Oh, I know one that I sent my son that came off really wrong. My youngest son was dealing with an illness, and I was texting with him on how he was feeling the next day, and he was talking about it, and I said, boy... I said, you have to take care of yourself. You eat some soup. And I said, I wish I was there to nurse you.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Like, be your nurse.
Yeah, but you shouldn't send that to a son that you actually nursed at one time.
I know. That's so bad.
I mean, I've heard there's very healing powers in breast milk. 833-287-1037. You didn't mean it to sound weird, but it did. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Producer Jessica got a text message last night from our boss that simply said, "You in bed?" Now, he didn't mean anything weird by that. He's wanted to run something by Jessica at 7 o'clock, which is an odd time to go to bed for anybody, no matter what time you wake up. However, it could still be construed as
a little weird.
What is the last time you sent or received a text that was deemed inappropriate, but you swear you did not mean it to be inappropriate? Or the person that sent it to you was like, "Oh, that sounded weird, but it wasn't supposed to be weird."
Mandy in El Cajon.
So I sent one. It wasn't super inappropriate. It was just funny. And it actually happened last night. So when I play phone tag with somebody, you know, back and forth, miss the call, get the call, whatever. Last night I sent a picture of a running emoji and then the poofs of smoke behind me. Because I was like, "Oh, yeah, Chad, I'm running away from you." And then I thought about it. And I'm like, "You probably thought I was farting."
Oh.
So hang on for 1 second. There's a poop with smoke emoji?
No, yeah, a poof.
A poof.
Yeah, a poof of smoke, John.
A poof of smoke. I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah. So I was like, "By the way, that's me running away from you. Tag, you're still it." And she's like, "I thought you were farting."
Oh, so you read your own inappropriate text correctly. Oh, no, I better change that right now.
Yeah, so we both had a good laugh.
Thank you. Take care.
Have a good morning.
I have one to share that was between my husband, Kurt, and our daughter, Morgan. He was using voice to text, and you know how sometimes that can miss a word?
Oh, yes.
And she got the message, "Hey, Daddy, did you have any trouble with your laundry yesterday?"
What do you mean, like, "Hi, honey"?
No, it was, "Hey, it's Daddy," and somehow it missed the word "it's." But her response was, "Yeah, don't ever call me Daddy again."
And understandably so. Just file that into texts you do not want to get from your father. Well, last week we were all saddened about the news of Dolly Parton's 60-year marriage coming to an end when her husband Carl Dean passed away. Dolly reacted with a beautiful, from the heart doesn't even begin to explain the message in the song that she wrote for her late husband. Gonna warn you, it might make you a little blurry in the eye department, if you know what I mean. It's coming up at 8:05, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. The beauty of music and the beauty of having massive amounts of talent is that if you choose to, you can process what you're going through in life, say grief, through your fans, and then you can both heal. And that's what Dolly Parton is doing, remembering her late husband Carl, who passed away last week.
She has a song called "If You Hadn't Been There," and it's supremely sweet.
If you hadn't been there.
I know. I mean, it's so sad, but yet
beautiful.
Yeah. And I went to breakfast with a friend of mine yesterday, and that's one of the first things he wanted to talk about was Dolly Parton and her husband. And he's like, "I loved how they had these separate lives, but yet they didn't feel complete without each other." Even though Carl Dean had his own business, worked it until he retired, didn't want anything to do with all of the glitz and glamour and industry stuff of Dolly's life, which allowed them to be themselves, but yet when they got to be together, that's all that mattered.
Man, you can hear the mourning in her voice. How privileged are we that she let us in to that part of her life? And I guess it just goes to prove what people have said for a long time, that you write better songs when they're sad.
I know. She said in the caption for her song, she said, "I fell in love with Carl Dean when I was 18 years old. We've spent 60 precious and meaningful years together. Like all great love stories, they never end. They live on in memory and song. He will always be the star of my life story." Isn't that lovely? I know. Sorry. I just love it.
Sorry to do that to you right off the bat this morning.
But it's just sweetness. It's sweetness. I love it.
Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's get to Bethany. Bethany's in Logan Heights. What's going down, Bethany?
Hi.
Bethany, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
All right, Tammy. Gotta get out.
All right, good luck.
Bethany, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Also, want to remind you, Bethany, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
During SNL's first season, it was just known as NBC's Saturday Night because ABC had a show called Saturday Night Live. SNL just celebrated which anniversary back in February?
100th.
Christina Ricci got her Hollywood Walk of Fame star. She played Wednesday Addams in the movie version. Who plays the current Wednesday on the Netflix series?
I have no idea.
Carrie Underwood celebrated a birthday this week. Listen to this Shakespearean actor and tell me what Carrie Underwood song he's reading the lines to. If you wanted to know, I'll be playing the role of the Shakespearean actor. Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting frisky. What's that song?
Before He Cheats.
Vanna White revealed in a new interview that she only works about 34 days a year filming Wheel of Fortune, making $3 million a year doing it. What color is the Wheel of Fortune board before Vanna slips the letters? Flips the letters?
Blue.
And finally, James Cameron says that the new Avatar movie will be longer than the last one, which was 3 hours and 12 minutes. What is the name of the blue alien species in Avatar?
I have no idea.
Let's get Tam back in.
Okay.
Bethany, tell me something cool happening today. What you got?
I'm on my way to work. I'm a BHT at a rehab.
I'm sorry, you're a what at a rehab?
A behavioral health technician.
Oh, okay. All right. Well done. Bethany did 1 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
But she probably has other things on her mind.
Sure.
Who knows? Timmy, during SNL's first season, it was just known as NBC's Saturday Night. Did you know that?
I did not.
The reason was that ABC had a show called Saturday Night Live.
Oh, interesting.
SNL just celebrated which anniversary back in February?
The 50th.
Yeah. Bethany went high. She went with 100, which meant that SNL started in 1925, according to Bethany. 1-0, Tammy. Christina Ricci got her Hollywood Walk of Fame star. She played Wednesday Addams in the movie version. Who plays the current Wednesday on the Netflix series?
Jenna Ortega.
She's fabulous. Can't wait for the next season. It's 2-0, Tammy. Carrie Underwood celebrated a birthday this week. Listen to this Shakespearean actor and tell me what Carrie Underwood hit he's reading the lines to.
Okay.
I will be reading the part of the Shakespearean actor.
I figured you would. Okay.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting frisky.
Yeah, probably getting frisky right now.
Seconds.
I stuck my key into the drive-home Before He Cheats.
There you go.
Sorry, I had to sing it.
You got there. Was it my awesome British accent that kind of took you down the wrong path for a second?
Sure.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty.
It's 3-1, Tammy, because Bethany jumped right on that one. Vanna White revealed in a new interview, this is the best gig in the history of all time. She works about 34 days a year.
Nice.
Filming Wheel of Fortune, making about $3 million a year doing it. Give me that gig night and day. I'll do it till I die. What color is the Wheel of Fortune board before Vanna flips the letters?
The board or the letters?
The board.
The board itself.
The letters turn a different color, but the board originally, before anything happens, is the color...
They're green and then they're white, or they're white and then they're green. The board itself?
Yes, Tammy.
Green.
Green is right. Good Lord. It's now 4-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, James Cameron says the new Avatar movie will be longer than the last one, which was 3 hours and 12 minutes. What is the name of the blue alien species in Avatar?
Oh, what are their names? I know they're in Pandora, but...
The Na'vi.
Na'vi.
Jessica, what do you know about the Avatar rides that are going to be hitting Disneyland soon? Is there going to be an Avatar land or just a couple of rides?
There's no confirmed exactly what's happening. So they said there's going to be a land, but that's all they've confirmed for
Disneyland. Where are they going to put it?
It's a whole thing. They're converting like all those parking lots behind.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask.
It's insane.
All right, Bethany, I'm sorry. Today, Tammy beats you by a score of 4-1. You're not going to get any of her money, but we've got a great prize for you today.
You will be joining us March 22nd at Gallagher Square, Petco Park for KSON's Country Fest with Justin Moore, Nate Smith, Warren Ziders, and the Morgan Lee Band.
Yay!
Bethany, enjoy that. Have a wonderful day. And before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
I'm Bethany in Logan Heights. Oh, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
The other day, I came out from the bedroom into our kitchen, and I saw stuff everywhere, which, of course, means my husband's in the middle of a project, right? I went through all of the things that he had out. This is what I saw. A big stock pot with a giant bunch of turkey bones and the turkey back from Thanksgiving sitting out on the stove.
Well, we know what's going to be going down to that.
He's going to be making some turkey stock, right? Then I see all of the eggs all ready to be steam cooked, but they're not yet. They're just sitting on the counter. I see an entire counter full of giant lemons on the counter. Then I see a plant that seems to be all taken apart on another counter, laying next to a pot, a big container of garden lettuce, vegetables, a big bowl of potting soil, a full cup of coffee that is now cold, and a bunch of bags on the floor. My husband is nowhere to be found with all of this mess until I get outside and I find him in a tree. I had to ask him what his thought process was. How do you have 8 different things going on at once in the house, and yet I find you outside in a tree?
How did all of the work that you had going on in the house lead you to the tree out front? What was that little mind trail? That's what I want to know.
I believe I was taking the recyclables out. And on stairs was some, like, palm branch that had blown in.
Okay.
So I put it in the green barrels, which reminded me that it was Thursday and that I needed to, they were going to pick it up.
The next day.
The next day, and I wanted to get some of that stuff done.
Well, it makes sense. See, that's what I wanted to follow, your rabbit trail, and I totally understand it. And
it's not crazy, thank you.
No, it's not crazy.
That had to be done.
I totally understand it. And again, I promise you, I'm not making fun of you. I was just trying to understand. I was trying to follow the path.
It was a crazy thing. And actually, when I came back up after you had left for the gym, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You had said something about all the projects up here. And I got up here and I went, holy smoke, there are a stack of them. So I wrote them down. And there were actually 6 up here and 2 downstairs.
Yes. I love you and your rabbit trail brain.
You know, it's funny, Tammy. I know exactly what you're talking about regarding your husband, because remember back a long time ago when we still lived in Madison, Wisconsin, he and I built an extension on my deck, and Kurt is a fabulous carpenter. He knows what he's doing. But it's, when it comes to, like, getting the things we need at the store,
yes,
he'll forget.
Sure.
And we'll go to Home Depot.
He'll get distracted by something else, which takes him totally off task.
We'll go to Home Depot anywhere from 2 to 5 times a day because we forgot this and forgot that. And the guy was helping me with my deck, meaning he was building my deck. I was holding the nail for him.
Right.
So I really couldn't complain. But then it dawned on me when I was moving. I don't know if you knew this, but I just moved last month.
You did?
When I was getting my old place torn down and cleaned up, I had to literally stop myself because I'm like, dude, you were just in your bathroom cleaning out the cabinets. What are you doing in your back patio now rolling up this rug? Everywhere I went, I saw something else I had to do.
Right. Reminded you to do that.
And I better do that now. So I think I'm Kurt. I completely relate.
I just love that he wrote the little list. Like he wanted me to know that. I'm like, I know that you were doing tasks. I just wanted to know how you ended up out in the tree.
Let me see the list. Yeah. Let me see the list. First of all, I think it's pretty adorable. Your husband's got stationery. It says a note from Kurt. Just in case you were wondering who it's coming from. That's so great. Yeah. Prune apple tree. Scrub lemons for lemon shallow. God, I think I want to marry your husband. Repot Venus fly traps. Warm eggs to boil. Pick, wash, lettuce, veggie. Coffee. Reminding him to drink it? Trim back oak from dragon tree. Bake turkey back for soup.
Yeah.
I mean, He's organized.
Yeah.
He's got a very clear plan.
It's just all in one big giant ant path, though.
And that was a note from Kurt. Man, I bet there's a million women that would love to have Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
The problems that you have, Tam. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. So this happened with chemo yesterday.
Marissa and Escondido, are we going to finally figure out what the sneaky sound is?
I think that since John does his walk to water, that it is him taking a water bottle and submerging it underwater.
We're going with submerging a water bottle underwater.
Yeah.
Marissa from Escondido. Start packing your bags. You and a friend are going to the Tortuga Music Festival.
Shut up.
Yeah, congratulations.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. This sound has been haunting me for the past week.
Turns out people really do win here on KSON.
I love it. We'll have another round of KSON's Sneaky Sound Send-Off starting tomorrow at 7:50.
And you'll be sending your family to Disneyland.
Love it.
KSON's Sneaky Sound returns tomorrow. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.